This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A very smart man once said, marriage is a constant negotiation. And to win that negotiation, you need leverage.
Yeah.
But someone in this room is a little frustrated with the way his marriage negotiation is going.
Yes.
Because you claim that you're being forced to do all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to a tiny shield.
Yes.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So, I mean, you're loving being a grandpa, right?
Yeah. Right? You know, we get the kids that come into town, we go over there. It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice having the kids in the house.
Yeah, but they're in and out, you know, perfect time.
Sure. Yeah.
But I've noticed something when the grandchildren are in the house.
Oh.
That my wife's list of things and needs and wants and ideas go up a little bit.
Mm. Okay. You got to prepare.
Excuse me?
You got to prepare.
No. I mean when the physical child is there.
Okay.
When we're just talking, babysitting, she'll have, like, thoughts.
Can you give me an example?
You know, the oven doesn't work the way it used to.
Oh.
I think we need a new oven.
Oh, like big purchases.
Or this is wobbly. Okay. Or you know what we need or should do?
Mm-hmm.
And I know what she's doing. There's going to be no pushback because I've got a 3-year-old shield between me and no.
Yeah.
And I can't say anything. I got to be, yeah, let's get an oven and go to lunch somewhere away from our house.
Kimmy, you know what the best part about Tommy now just experiencing little kids is?
What's that?
He's discovering things that every other man learns in his 20s and 30s when they first have their own kids.
But it's weird. He's had nieces and nephews.
Yeah, but he hasn't been this close to a child.
Right.
Probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Tommy, of course your wife is using the kid as a human shield. That's what moms and grandmas do.
I thought that was illegal due to the Geneva Convention.
No, we don't tolerate
that. I saw a sniper. You're not supposed to do that.
If you want something done.
Yeah. You wait till the grandkids come.
Right? Yes. Or you wait till the kid is in the room and have that conversation.
Yeah, because you can't say nothing.
Look, you're like a man who's been living in the woods for 50 years, running up to strangers, being like, have you seen a cell phone? Have you guys seen this? Yeah, man. Everyone that has ever had a kid has experienced exactly what you're experiencing.
But it ain't no two-way street.
Oh, it's 100% a two-way street.
I couldn't say something. She'd shoot it right down.
All right, let's break this down. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There is good news, and there is bad news.
All right.
The bad news, there is absolutely nothing you can do to get your wife to stop doing this.
No.
And you do have to go along most of the time with whatever she wants while she's using...
because you can't have an argument.
Exactly.
Or you can't even question it.
The good news You can do the same thing to her.
I got no grenades, bro.
Okay.
What's my shield?
Same shield.
Mm-hmm.
Same shield.
The kid.
I don't think it works both ways.
Let me explain. Women will use the kids to get their husbands to do things.
Yeah.
Men use the kids as shields for fun.
Oh.
Mm.
Is there something you want to go do that your wife thinks is dumb or juvenile or a waste
trampoline
of time?
Park.
Yeah, okay.
You throw the kid at him.
All right.
Short of going out and drinking, every other man activity, you can use that kid as a human shield.
Well, I'll have to, get out of the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
It gives you the ability to go do things you wouldn't normally be welcome at because the kid is there.
Yeah.
You want to go see a silly movie? Kid shield.
All right.
You want to go to an amusement park? Kid shield. You want to go look at heavy equipment or see baby animals at a petting zoo or go to a ball game or a race?
Slow down. I'm writing these down.
But I'm saying it sucks that you don't like any of that stuff.
Well, I like the cranes and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And baby animals.
You use the kid as the shield.
Yeah, is that my, I'm waiting for slot car time.
Okay.
And model train time.
Yeah, that's the
But I think the kid's a little off. A couple of years.
Okay. You think so? I think they would love a model train.
No, because I know if I bring it up, he's too young for that.
Okay.
He's going to get hurt with that. I got to wait. Okay.
Again,
a few years then.
You're doing it wrong. God! Help this man out. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With things like slot cars or model trains, when you have a kid in the house or one that you know is coming over as your grandkid, you don't ask permission. You buy them.
And you beg for forgiveness.
No. You break it out when the kid is
watch
there.
Watch them enjoy it.
And your wife won't even be upset.
Yeah, all right.
It's going to be adorable.
So I should take the dirt bike out of the box?
Is that one for you? The kid dirt bike? What are you not getting?
I don't know. I've never done any of this stuff before.
I understand.
It's all new to me.
It's just so funny. Like, you came in the other day.
It's like English.
He's licking his lips like, oh, I know my wife's doing something. Wait, do you hear this? It's like, yeah. Yeah. That's what women do with kids.
They weaponize them.
Yeah. So, like, here's what you do. Right. When is your grandson coming next?
They're in and out all the time.
Okay. So, you go.
I go to load up.
You go buy a train set.
Pat said to do this.
Yes. No, don't say that, because then she's going to know you're planning against her.
Because
your wife will not admit that she's using the kid as the human shield.
Well, no, of course not.
Okay, and you cannot admit you're using the kid as your human shield. The second it's admitted, the game is over.
All right.
Right? You have to feign ignorance. Just like
be sly.
Yeah. So you go out today, and you buy a kick-ass train set.
All right.
And you keep that train set in the trunk of your car. And when your grandson is on his way, and your wife's out of the house for a little while, you set up that train set in the middle of the living room. And when he walks through the door, you have it running while he walks in.
All right.
And you're golden. Now you get to play trains.
Okay.
But okay, so that may work with, grandma, but there is like another factor here, and that's mom. Because I'm guessing like if he went out and bought something that mom felt maybe a little too dangerous, that's going to cause an issue.
Okay.
All right, well, I mean, model trains
not
and
so
slack
much the
cars.
Model trains. I'm talking about, like, maybe when they get a little bit older and you want to buy them, like, anything with a motor.
Okay, the dirt bike you brought.
Yeah.
Or a BB gun or something like that.
A scooter.
It gets a little bit more complicated. Like, your fun is limited a little bit.
Well, yeah, anything that requires a helmet.
Okay, but I don't think that kids they have the balls to say to their grandparents, no.
You don't think?
My mother bought my kids pogo sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like the most dangerous thing you can buy a child. And I just kind of had to eat it.
Yeah.
How about if I got him like Paw Patrol Bomb Squad? No?
You're diffuse. How do they diffuse? They have no thumbs.
You don't want to find out. They're not that good at it.
Clip the red wire. I can't hold the scissors.
We lost another one today, Sarge.
Can't they just sniff out the bomb?
Yeah, but you got to diffuse it.
No, okay. That Paw Patrol, they're pretty badass, man. I don't know who's funding these guys.
252-WCMF. Tommy is arguing that your wife, is using your grandson as a human shield.
Yes.
To get stuff done around the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know.
So the stove thing.
Yeah.
That's a little extreme.
No kidding. The stove's fine.
She wants a new stove.
She claims it's losing heat. We got a fire pit outside.
We got your Blackstone.
Yeah. Thank you. Man, I don't want to buy no goddamn stove. Like, buying appliances is, like, the worst.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Yeah, that seems like something, like, you wait until it really dies
before
you actually replace it.
Well, how old is the stove?
It is 10 years.
Oh, it's time to get a new stove.
No,
it says right here, you have to replace the stove every 10 years. What's up?
I think we got another 5 in it.
I think it says right here, Pittsford has a law that 10 years is as long as you can keep a stove in your house. Go buy a new stove.
And here's the thing about a new stove. You just don't get to buy a stove. You have to buy a stove and somebody's going to put it in for you.
Yeah.
Which means you need like an electrician. And 10-year stoves have changed. I don't even know if that stove would, if there's a stove that would fit in that hole. Well, like, it's such a pain in the ass.
It would be the last stove you ever buy.
Mm-hmm. No, the stove I have, that's
supposed to be.
That was the pitch. I outlived that stove, goddammit.
Well, when did you think you were going to die?
I don't know.
Now?
I was old. They said, you know, last, quality machinery.
25GWCMF. Tommy believes his wife is using their grandson as a human shield, only having conversations to get Tommy to do or buy stuff when the kid is in the room, so there can't be an argument. And of course she is, because this is what women do. And every man that had a kid knows this. Tommy is not understanding. He can do the same thing. Mm. And the game is not about getting your wife to stop, like I said.
Yeah.
It's about using your grandson.
It's your counter.
Yes.
Counter move.
Squeeze out every bit of fun your wife wouldn't normally have. And there's a double benefit.
What's that?
Well, like we talked about. One, you get to do all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
But more importantly, when you use your grandson as a human shield to do fun stuff, you score major points with mom and dad.
Oh, yeah.
With your wife.
It all goes well.
It was your idea to go have fun with the kid, and when the kid has a smile on their face and you're out there with him and you're holding hands, bro.
All right.
It's so sweet. Bottle it up. Put in a YouTube, a YooHoo logo. It's like chocolate milk is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And if you play it the right way,
yeah,
it can also get you out of things she wants you to do.
Such as?
Okay, so there are two types of grandmas and grandpas.
Mm.
There are the at-home grandparents, where the kids come over.
Yeah.
They hang there all day. There are some toys, but nobody leaves.
Yeah.
And then, Kimmy, there are the activity grandparents.
Mm.
They come and get the kid.
Yep.
Most times, they take him out for an adventure.
Mm.
The more time you spend out of the house with your grandson,
yeah,
the less time she has to look around at things she wants done. The less time she
has. On the road.
You got it.
All right.
I mean, look.
Be the adventure grandparents.
Yes. The more you're out of the house, the less stoves you have to buy and hinges you have to fix and floors you have
to. But he hates that, though.
What's worse?
Right.
I mean, I feel like you're not like an adventure kind of grandpa.
Well, I mean, adventure what it is.
Oh, well, it would be something you'd enjoy to do, enjoy doing that would also involve a kid.
Cranes.
Okay.
All right. Let's go look at machinery.
Warplanes.
All right.
Geneseo.
Boats.
Bro, you just go down to Charlotte.
All right. Yeah. Then you need some good stuff then.
Yeah, anything where I could just stand and look at it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to walk around too much.
It ain't checkers, man. It's chess.
All right.
And even the dumbest husbands.
Oh, cigar night, too.
I'd avoid that one. That one, maybe take that off the list.
All right. The best way to pull this off, and this goes out to all the young dads, too, that are just figuring this out.
Mm.
Get the kid interested in something you love.
Okay.
For example.
Well, it's easy when they're boys.
Well, for most men, yes.
What?
Hey, kid, you like jazz? I hear Chet Costello's playing down at the Jazz Fest. My youngest daughter loves The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And we started watching The Simpsons together when she was like a baby.
Mm.
So now, if my wife wants me to do something in the house, all I have to do is ask Claire if she wants to watch The Simpsons together.
Mm.
And instead
I made a commitment, prior commitments.
Yes, and my wife doesn't even, I don't know if she realizes what's going on or it's not worth the fight, but like, I'm not slinking out of doing husband duty.
No, you're doing something.
I'm spending quality time with my daughter.
Yeah, you don't act, it's an activity.
Yeah, same thing with going out in the driveway and playing hockey with my oldest.
Right.
Right? I mean, this could be your life if you play it the right way.
Okay.
You play to win the game. Like, find the thing that you and your grandson can bond with.
Well, he's still little yet. I mean, he's only three.
I'm telling you, man.
Paw Patrol we enjoy.
Those kids are brighter than you think.
I know, they're sharp.
They're picking up more than you think.
They repeat,
okay,
too.
Stop being a... Yeah?
They do. So you got to watch your mouth.
So don't curse in front of the kids.
I don't. But I've caught myself many times.
I mean, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Did you have activity grandparents or did you have
I had activity buddy? Grandparents.
Okay.
Like they always love to go to like Canandaigua and spend the day like on the lake.
Oh.
Like they were big, like I feel like we always went to the lake or something.
Push around in a rowboat.
Some sort of like outdoor activity. My grandpa also, I feel like there are standard grandpa activities like building a snowman, shooting hoops in the driveway. Like that.
Yeah, really?
That ain't happening.
Bottom of rim, bottom of rim.
I'm not letting that kid dunk on me.
No, like I had the opposite. Like both of my dad's side. They had passed away by the time I was seven.
Yeah.
So I have memories, but like I don't have a lot.
Yeah.
And my grandpa was dying of cancer. This got really dark.
Library trips, big.
And you got that library right around the corner.
Yeah.
And you have to be so quiet you're not allowed to curse.
Yeah, you just sit there while they do their thing.
Yeah.
But, like, my mom's parents were solely at-home grandparents.
Yeah.
Like, they refused to go, like, anywhere. Like, trips to Wegmans were exciting when I was staying at my grandparents' house. Huh. So, like, what sucks about your house is, you know, like, your wife, it's a smaller house.
Yeah.
Right? So there's not a lot of room for the kid to, like, run around.
No, outside, yeah, but not inside. But.
Well, like, outside you can't run around either because of all your landscaping.
Well, yeah, you be careful where you're going.
No, it's not like
don't trample on those flowers.
Yes, exactly.
Well, yes.
The kid can't go run all willy-nilly.
Well, they're in the back by the woods.
Are you serious right now?
Stick to the green areas, child.
I'll mark it off for you, kid.
Listen, man.
What?
You got to let some stuff go, too. If you're going to be fun, you're going to use this fun as an excuse. You're going to have to sacrifice some things, and that may be a flower bed or two.
He won't be able to handle it.
I know.
Well, I'll have to handle it. Just
something may get broken.
Oh, it's already happened.
Oh, no, not
well, you know, kids, they scratch.
Oh, I feel like there's a story that you don't want to share on the air. That's what I feel like.
No. So far, he's been a good boy. But, you know, it gets a little rough with the hardwoods.
You did not just say that.
What?
He gets a little rough. Yeah, of course he does.
Yeah, you know, with the toys.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, pick it up and walk it over there. I don't say that. I let it go. Roll the goddamn thing over there. That's great.
It's got wheels, don't it?
Yeah. Not for hardwood. Them carpeting wheels.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, it's a great plan to make six figures.
Nice.
Right? Get rich and get rich quick.
Do it.
Well, no, you shouldn't, because it's actually against the law, and this man could be paying with decades of his life. But the important question is not why.
Yeah.
The more important question is who.
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, there is a man from Rochester who is going to be potentially doing some serious jail time.
What happened?
So this man was working in an unnamed bank here in the greater Rochester area.
Mm.
And while he was working there, he's accused of applying for 19 different loans.
Wow.
Under the names of different people without these people knowing he applied for the loans.
So they were legit people? Okay, probably customers, I'm guessing.
So we'll get to that in a second. Put a pin in it.
Yeah.
In total, authorities say this man got his hands on $168,000.
Wait, so he did get the money?
Yes, that's what it seems.
Damn.
Yes. So he was arrested.
Yeah.
This week he pleaded guilty. He has yet to
no plan. Did he keep coming back to work?
It seems like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Flaw one.
No, here's the thing. He's looking at 30 years in prison potentially.
Oh, my God.
And $1 million fine. So let's talk about what you were just talking about there. There does seem to be a pretty big flaw in the plan.
Yeah.
Because when you take out a loan.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of, you know, you're there.
Yeah. You got to pay back.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it doesn't make sense that he would have just taken out the loans and been like, done.
Mm-hmm.
Did this guy have like a get-rich-quick scheme he was trying to participate in? Could it have been a crypto situation?
Well, like he's going to invest it in something, get paid off real quick and put the money back?
Stock market,
maybe? That people couldn't explain?
Could be.
Yeah, right? Because like here's the thing. even if these people are unaware that the loans have been taken out in their name, if he is able to pay the loan back and close it, no one would have known.
Okay.
Right? And he makes a little profit on it, and everybody wins. That had to be the plan here.
I guess. I'm dying to know, did they say the age of the man?
We do not have the age of the man.
Because, yeah, I go to the bank because I'm an old guy, right?
Yeah.
And there's only two ages of men that work at the bank anymore.
Who's that?
Me and a kid out of college.
Okay.
There's no yous there that I've ever seen.
Okay, but that would also make sense because folks that are most likely to like fall into these get-rich-quick plans
it's
are...
It's got to be the old and the young.
Yeah, young bros and like old guys. I've seen a thing or two. I'm worried about my retirement. Here's how we're going to do it.
Bros and Joes.
If it's the same story I saw, I thought they said he was like in his 30s.
Okay, I didn't see it.
He's going to stick out just for
I'm
that.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different story. But the one I saw, it was a guy that was like 37.
Okay. All right. Well, that doesn't work for our theory at all.
No, it's a very confusing age.
Okay, but past the plan he had here, I think the biggest question in this story
What's that?
This man who pleaded guilty to taking out 19 different loans while working for a bank here in
Rochester.
Okay,
this might have been a different story.
Okay, thank you, Kimmy. and taking out $168,000 worth of loans. Do you think he knew these people personally, or were these random customers at his bank?
I would think... He probably has a face for these people. That's why he probably thought he could get away with it.
Well, no, you can
have
a face.
You think he profiled them?
Like he knew...
Targeted a certain type of person?
Yeah, he saw them, you know, and knew it, how savvy they were with the banking system or how much he had to help them.
Okay, but is that a customer or is that a friend or a family member?
I'm thinking they're customers.
Okay, so you're thinking this is no one connected to him?
Yeah.
Okay. Kimmy, your thoughts?
I would think it's somebody that's not connected to him only because you'd have to explain it more... If it's somebody that you see all the time, I mean, I feel like you'd get caught up in a lie.
Well, why? They wouldn't have to know you took out the loan.
Mm.
I mean, that's what happened here.
But
these
if
people,
they notice, then well, I don't know. They're coming.
Maybe you got so many customers coming in and out to pick and choose from.
Sure.
That's the way I think you would go.
All right, that makes sense. But you're also running a much bigger risk here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but to get to 19, I think you need customers.
Okay, yeah, I get you and I don't have a lot of friends, and our family don't want to talk to us. But there are plenty. I mean, any Italian guy's got 19 guys immediately.
19 people that trust you that much, too.
Well, no, again, it says, Kimmy, in the story, these people were unaware the loans had been opened in their name. So he just did this. He put in the information, forged whatever, and it was done. So these people had no idea.
So there was no, like, interaction.
No.
He just wouldn't have to have been. Okay.
No, because he worked at the bank. He just needed their names, like, you know.
Because he had information in front of them, too, right?
Yes. So, okay, in that way, it would make more sense if they were bank customers.
Yeah, it's so much easier.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That poor bank.
Yeah, at least they caught him.
Okay, but he also... Okay, walk through this with me.
Because
like you said, you still go to the bank.
I do.
Okay. So let's say you get
home... I do my marketing.
Let's say you get home today, and you phone call, hello, this is, you know, whatever bank.
Yeah.
Listen, everything's fine.
Okay, good.
We figured it out. But one of our employees, someone that you dealt with on a normal basis, took out
Chet, probably. Good kid.
Took out a loan in your name for $22,000.
Yeah.
Would you continue to work with that bank?
No, of course not.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, probably out.
Right. Because if it's friends or family.
Well, I don't know. If they caught it and I got paid back, I mean, switching banks are a pain in the ass.
Somebody took out a loan in your name for $22,000.
And what how fast would they have to catch it for you to trust
them? I'm off the hook. Right.
But here's the thing.
A month.
So here's... A month?
Well, you know, processing fees and all that takes time.
So here's the other thing, and we'll never know this about this story.
Yeah.
People that have had their identity stolen, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, can attest to this. Just because they figure out your identity's been stolen and they are able to make you whole with the money that was taken doesn't mean there aren't problems down the road, because there are people who everything's figured out, and then 4 or 5 years, they go to apply for a loan or a mortgage or whatever, and they find out, oh, wait a minute, this information wasn't given to this company who owns a credit rating for So they have to untangle this for like a decade. That's not out of the question.
But here's the thing. But to leave the bank to go to another bank, I'm at the same risk. Because I think every bank has this risk, right? Where an employee could see something and pull a move. So what's the sense of leaving that bank?
You are the laziest person I've ever met in my life.
Yes.
You are a victim of fraud at the hands of an employee of the bank, and you go, oh, but it's so hard to get a new debit card.
It is, man. All new codes and pins. Who needs it?
Are you serious?
I already got my, when I pull in, I can pull right in, get in, and out.
I would be furious.
Yeah, but you're an angry boy.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be, angry boy, you wouldn't be furious?
Yeah, but is it the same? I don't know if I would have the same mentality of, well, now that they know this could happen, they're going to fix
it. Right.
Like, is there less chance of it happening now because it happened and they know about it?
So where are you going? Where are you going?
They're gonna try to really tighten it up.
What are you going to do? Go to some crypto bank?
Well, where
are you
going? Another bank. But
that's the same scenario could happen.
Okay, but how? Okay,
you just pissed off that it happened at this bank.
Yes.
Well, it could happen again. It's a result.
Well, see, your argument would be...
I am pissed.
You may have to stay at that bank so they can fix it for you.
Yeah.
Too.
Without being held hostage by the bank?
And I don't know how long that would take.
I'm going to pull out tens of dollars out of that place.
That's the funniest part, right? Like, you even use your debit card for anything other than ordering tracksuits. 252-WCMF, again, talking about this man. Police say he took out 19 different loans under the names of different people without the people knowing about it. Police say in total he got his hands on $168,000. He's pleaded guilty. He's looking at 30 years in prison and $1 million fine. But let's go back to this whole bank idea.
Yeah.
Your argument, Tommy, that I should stay because what are the odds that it doesn't happen somewhere else? If every week we had a story where a guy took out loans in people's names, that's a valid argument. We've never seen this story before.
But it may have happened. I don't know.
Oh, it may have happened. Oh, it was just one of those days where they didn't report
on smaller,
a man.
Okay. Smaller amounts. Maybe not $100,000, but if somebody clipped the bank for $1,000, that may not make the news, right? I mean, people stealing money from the customers.
I don't know.
I think it would still, no.
Really?
God, you're so dumb.
I hate, like, redoing stuff.
So
it
like,
sucks.
Okay. So, like, if you went into Wegmans today,
yeah,
and the kid behind the counter punched you in the chest and said, give me your wallet, you'd go back to Wegmans tomorrow.
Where else am I going?
Another grocery store.
Another Wegmans.
Okay.
But I could get punched there, too.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.